org. In Los Angeles, hospitals dumping homeless patients on Skid Row has become a scandal. Prosecutors are investigating more than 50 cases, and a state senator wants to criminalize patient dumping. Hospitals say they can barely keep up with treating homeless patients. The costs are huge, and doctors and nurses say emergency rooms are swamped. NPR's Elaine Corey reports on the complicated relationship between the homeless and the hospitals in Los Angeles.
I'm standing at the corner of 5th Street and Skid Row. It's a dilapidated area tucked between the Garment and Warehouse districts where lots of homeless people congregate. And the population here is well aware of these reports of hospital dumping. Oscar Johnson is a man in his mid-50s, and he says he sees it all the time.
Yeah, I've seen it several occasions that, you know, people's coming from the hospital with their night clothes on, you know, from the hospital clothes still on, and they've been dropped off down on Skid Row and keep on going.
And then what happens to those people after they're dropped off?
They're just hanging out here with the homeless, that's all.
Johnson says no one cares what happens to these patients, but in fact, they've got a local champion. State Senator Gilbert Cedillo wants to punish hospitals when homeless patients wind up in the streets. But advocates say his legislation masks a much bigger problem. There are 90,000 homeless people in L.A. County and maybe 10,000 shelter beds. So on any given night, guess where a lot of homeless people end up?
We're at the L.A. County USC Medical Center in the emergency department.
It's a Sunday evening, and Dr. Ed Newton is the attending physician here.
This is one of the busiest trauma centers in the country, if not the busiest.
We're in a big, brightly lit room with resuscitation crash carts in the center and about 20 curtain booths lining the green walls. Patients on gurneys spill into the hallway, waiting their turn to be seen for everything from cardiac arrest and seizures to gunshot wounds and stabbings. Newton says the department treats about 400 patients each day, and perhaps one in five of them is homeless. This hospital is not accused of dumping. He says all patients receive high-quality care, but he's not surprised to hear some complaints.
Long, long wait times. And that's just a function of the fact that there are so many uninsured people in Los Angeles. The sickest people get in faster, and the less sick people end up having to wait a long time. And, you know, there just really isn't enough resources here to deal with the demand that we have.
Uninsured patients cost L.A. hospitals about $2 billion a year, but by law, they must treat anyone who's sick, whether or not they can pay. Nursing supervisor Henrietta Villasendo walks me around to one of the overflowing waiting rooms. She does a quick head count of the less critical patients. Some of them have been here since last night.
Around 100 patients. Usually Monday to Sunday, it's always packed. It's always packed.
There are families with babies, old women with walkers, and lots of middle-aged men in torn clothing and dirty blankets.
As the evening progresses, the homeless comes here, and it becomes like a place to stay, you know. It's safe. And sometimes they get some free food, you know.
It's 7 p.m., and there are noticeably more homeless patients now. Often they arrive with minor injuries, and they time their visit so they can stay in the waiting room overnight. In the back row sits a man in a tattered denim jacket.
Somebody tried to steal my bike, and they hit me with a metal pipe.
41-year-old Danny Ottolutano lives under a freeway bridge near Skid Row.
I see your hand looks very swollen. How does it feel?
Sore. It hurts.
And when did that happen?
Night before last.
Ottolutano says he called 911 and the paramedics arrived, but they wouldn't transport him because he wasn't hurt badly enough. It took him another day to come up with the money for a bus token. 40-year-old Martin Brand is dozing in a plastic chair with a wool cap pulled over his eyes. He's here because he has sharp pains in his belly.
Well, I've been throwing up since this morning. Basically, that's why.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been here before?
Yes, I have many times.
In fact, he was here just last month, vomiting blood. And that's another problem, homeless people who use emergency rooms like a local clinic. A study from the University of San Diego followed 15 chronically homeless alcoholics. Over the course of 18 months, They logged more than 400 ER visits and ran up a total bill of $1.5 million.
This is Kathy. Can you call Kathy, please?
Now it's 10 p.m. Every seat in the waiting room is taken, and ER nurse manager Kathy Garvin needs to check on a new arrival. She says homeless patients show up with all kinds of illnesses.
The same diseases, just more progressed than the general population. A lot of diabetes, a lot of seizure. We see drug and alcoholism. A lot of mental health issues are huge. And a lot of times it's a combination of all of those.
Of course, says Garvin, homeless patients deserve to be treated with the same care and compassion as anyone else. She doesn't condone dumping. In fact, she says, social workers here move mountains to make sure that patients are not discharged to the streets. If anything, says Garvin, the problem is just the opposite.
There's also times when patients never want to leave. They want to move in. We have patients that come every single day.
Meanwhile, the price tag adds up. One day in the hospital costs the county as much as 45 days of supportive housing. And Garvin's angry that no one seems to care.
Hospitals which are underfunded, understaffed, and drowning in patients right now are being asked to be the entire social network. We can't be the only ones.
She wants to know, where's the affordable housing, the drug rehabs, the mental health clinics that Skid Row patients need? They're full or closed or out of funding. And so the homeless continue to come to the one place that's guaranteed to be open and can't turn them away. Lawmakers held a hearing today on Senator Cedillo's bill to criminalize patient dumping. But the doctors and nurses here in the ER say, instead of blaming them, lawmakers need to face the root causes of homelessness and start coming up with solutions. Elaine Corey, NPR.